as you'd call it, or whatever you want to call it. And they made their living the hard, hard way. My daddy got a horse shoeing outfit, and he tended to the all of his shoeing of his horses. And my mother would card and spin the wool to knit our socks and stockings, and she'd and my daddy'd make axe handles and make an axe handle and sell it for 20 cents, get a little money to go on.
Yeah.
I reckon they raised their own tobacco. But I never did use tobacco. Never did in my life, and I never did even taste of a drop of beer. I couldn't tell you what that tastes like. I never smoked a cigarette in my life. I don't claim to be a saint, but there are lots of things I never done, as well as lots of them I did do.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, I think. Well, did your father, since he's just four when he came, I guess did he go to school here in Van Buren County?
Yeah, he went over here in the barns to what school and he got. He had a little school over there then. You see, at the time my daddy and mother began to get school age, is just about the first schools around here. They didn't have school a long time ago. I don't suppose my grandfather ever saw on the inside of a schoolhouse in the way of having a lesson, you know. And my grandfather was a...
Your father's father?
Neither one of them ever done. Well, now up in Illinois, you see, I don't know about my grandfather. No, my grandfather's barned.
Now, what about your mother's father? Where did he come from?
Well, my mother's father, he come from Henderson County, Tennessee, just before the Civil War.
Oh.
And he was a Union soldier in the Civil War.
Yeah.
But he come home safe and sound. He never got wounded or anything of the kind.
And he was a Union soldier.
Yeah, and one of his brothers went along with him, and he come back. My daddy and his folks was all Democrats, and my mother and her people's all Republicans. And I don't know what I am.
Since they were on the Union side, they were Republicans. That's right. And so your mother and daddy both went to school by the time they were first starting school.
Yeah, one of them at PD and the other. I've heard my mother say, and I guess it's the first school she ever went to. The little old country school on a Friday evening, the teacher would have you to say what they call say speeches, you know. You'd get up some. He told Ma to get her up a speech, and she said, well, I ain't going to do it. Said, I'll tell you before then what I'm going to say. Said she cut down on it. Said she says, I can't think of it right now. I'll think of it directly. He said, if you say that, I'll whip you. She says, well, I'm going to say it. Sheep shell corn with a rattle of his horn, sure his tail when the weather gets warm. Now, that's what it was.
That's what it was?
He said, if you say that, I'll whip you.
Oh.
She said, well, I'm going to say it. And she said, when Friday evening come, they called on her for a little speech. Said she marched out on the floor and cut down on sheep shell corner to rattle of your horn. When it's over with, he gave her a whipping. And my dad passed away when I was 10 years old, and I never did get to hear him tell much of his experience in schooling, you know. But they wasn't nothing young folks could do them days, and they'd just rally in front of these woods over and up Sundays, you know. Of course, they had to work through the week. And Uncle Lot said they never went off on one of their big Sunday sprees before Paul got hurt. Said he's the worst person to get hurt he ever saw in his life. And
my goodness. Well, did your mother help him with the farming too?
Yes, my mother and my cousin that lived with us done most all of the chores.